is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Smells like bliss in the studio. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A, information's on the website. And there's a link to your instructors at USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John. You know, I called you yesterday. from the vehicle. I was driving from the farm into Springfield, and I wanted to share with the class, and I mentioned to you that, you know, it's since you've moved to Texas, it's just not the same. It really isn't the same. I can't explain it. I really can't. But you know, you're not in. You know, within 50 miles like you used to be. So I just wanted to share with you that we all miss you. And we're going to miss you tonight at the meetup. But I just want to share that. So on a kind of a sad note, we'll open the broadcast. So what's up? What's up that we need to talk about today? Where do you want to start?
Well, you know, if I left right now, I might be able to make the meetup.
All right. Well, can you leave in 2 hours?
No, I wouldn't be able to make it then.
Okay, so what's on the agenda for today's class?
Well, I just thought I'd add. I'm sitting here in Studio D.
Studio D, Dallas.
Approximately east of downtown Dallas, and I'm looking out my window, which is in that direction of downtown and Love Field and DFW. And all I'm seeing is sky. No clouds, no chemtrails.
Really?
And I was out Saturday late about 6 p.m. and same way. Clear sky, no chemtrails.
Well, I can tell you last night, yesterday during the day, we had just massive amounts of chemtrails here in the Ozarks. Missouri Ozark Mountains. And last night, I came back, fed the animals, went outside. About 11:20 last night, 11:20 p.m., the moon was just kind of a foggy, fuzzy, fluffy, non-round shape. And you wouldn't recognize it. The sky was so overcast, horizon to horizon to horizon to horizon. And it was really hot. The heat was trapped in last night. It was really hot here at the farm. So we had them. We had plenty of them. And I wanted to take a picture last night of the moon and put it on the website. And I didn't get to do it. So it was very, very strange looking. It just looked like a cotton ball, an irregular shaped cotton ball. So we're still having plenty of chemtrails here. But, you know, when it is a sunny day, we go outside and we go, wow, the sun's out. And it's unusual, right? It just as you did. You were kind of surprised to see the sun, right? And the sky.
Almost reported a UFO. There's a bright thing in the sky.
Yeah. Okay, so where do you want to start?
Well, we'll go ahead and get people lined up at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com on the news tab. Although, for the first hour here, I want to finish up what we were talking about in the second hour last week. But before we do that, I want to just go ahead and go down to the preparedness section. And I've titled the link, The Cluckpocalypse.
Okay.
This is reported out of the Daily Mail from May 1st when the tornadoes went through the southeast. And in Mississippi, one of those tornadoes hit a chicken farm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
More than 200,000 chickens killed at this one farm alone. And the pictures there are kind of heart-wrenching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because they were trapped. There's no place for them to go.
And while, you know, we don't support these commercial operations as the way to do things, it does point out a couple of preparedness issues. One, you don't know where a tornado is going to hit. And when it does hit, it's devastating. And if the global supply chain is down, it's not going to be so easy to recover. The other thing is, if we get in the situation where, especially since, you know, things are heating up around the world, especially with Ukraine and Russia and all of that, if we go into a global EMP attack where the grid goes down, these commercial farms will not be able to support these animals. And without electricity and water, you're going to have millions and millions of these animals die rather quickly. And there will be no food available at any price.
John Reagan, I'm looking at the Post, and it's at the financialstateoftheunion.com class. If you want to go to it, the news tab, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, the news tab. So I'm looking at this, and these are those chicken factories. And they have these, and I bought one of these used barns. They're 40 feet wide by maybe 400 feet long. And the one I bought, I just bought a section of it. I only bought 120 feet long of a 40-foot wide building. So what you have is short walls and concrete around the perimeter of this barn. There's a 412 pitched roof, steel roof, insulated to keep the heat out. And there, it's packed with birds. I mean, it is absolutely packed with birds. And then if you look at some of the wreckage of this barn that's blown down, you'll see birds everywhere. You'll see 2x4s. You'll see some steel sheathing. And then you'll see some fans. These are absolutely huge ventilation fans. There are four of them per chicken barn. And if these fans shut down, those chickens will die. I mean, within hours. And then what happens is typically they'll call a protein company and they'll pick up all these dead birds. And the protein company will grind up the birds into like a slurry, heat it in these big, big kettles, huge kettles. And they'll render it. And then they'll sell that as protein that goes into dog and cat food. So it's feathers, feet, beaks, internal organs, everything. Gets ground up, rendered, and it becomes dog food. I'm not kidding. And the reason I know this, John, is when we had a computer manufacturing company in Virginia, one of our customers was one of those companies. And they pick up roadkill, they pick up euthanized animals, dead cows, deer killed in the road, chickens, birds. And they put it in a kettle, or they grind it up, cook it, and it becomes protein for dog and cat food. Do you ever look at the color of dog and cat food? I mean, the ones that aren't colored yellow and red? It kind of looks like blood, doesn't it? Dried blood. That's because it is. Back to you, John.
Well, now that I've got everybody off on a cheery note here.
Well, yeah, and it's horrible.
Right. Last week, we started talking about a couple of questions. And the short version is there a God? which is short for there's a spiritual God that created the physical universe, and is there life after death, meaning that there is spiritual life after physical death. Now, we don't really have proof one way or the other on this, and we start to look at the evidence. And last week, we looked at computers. And just to summarize it, you can go back to the archives, hour two of last week, to get the full story. But basically, every computer that you're using, whether it's a notebook, a tablet, a smartphone, it just doesn't matter, even mainframes. Every digital computer uses four functions at the most basic level, and those four functions work on combinations of what really amounts to billions and billions of nothing more than what equivalents to a light switch on the wall. It's something that's either on or off, and we just group bunches of those together, and we call them letters, or we call them numbers, or we call them pixels, and then those are manipulated so that we humans can understand what's going on. So that is simply what a computer is. We have similar things going on in the physical world. Our universe is made mostly of matter. You know, we learned this in school, and while we still have some discussion about what really exists on the subatomic level, on the atomic level with chemistry, we've pretty much established what atoms look like. They're made up of three basic particles, protons, neutrons, and electrons. The protons are the positive charged. The electrons are the negative charged. And the neutrons are the neutral ones. The protons and the neutrons make up the nucleus, and the electrons, depending on whether you believe in particle or wave, are either rotating around or a shell around the nucleus of the atom. And we'll discuss more about how this building block works after the break.
John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com, TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAPreparers.com. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone, 5:30. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Pro Flowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us, and I wanted to share that we've got a meet up tonight. Now, Mike Nash is the CEO of PrivacyCase.com. He's going to be doing a live teleseminar tonight at Ziggy's. We're going to be talking about cell phone spying, cell phone tracking, and what we can do about it. That's tonight, and also Aaron Ross is going to be on stage. He's going to be doing part two of his presentation, how the USA got into this mess, the history of government abuses, who's doing it, who they are, why they're doing it, and what we can do about it. That's tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. It's always free. And if you'd like to have dinner with us at Ziggy's restaurant, you're certainly welcome to do it. What happens is people arrive at 5:30. We have fellowship for about a half an hour. I introduce myself to the new guests. And we really are loud in here. It's amazing. And you know, they say, John, that you can measure, or they used to say when I was studying management formally at the university, you could tell how a company's doing by the noise in the corporate cafeterias. And, you know, the more noise, the happier the company is. And it's loud at Ziggy's. I mean, it really is. John Reagan, back to you.
Well, so far we've talked about a man-made device, a computer built on four basic building blocks. We were in the middle of talking about matter based on three building blocks. The proton is the big driver in this formula. Mm-hmm. Depending on the number of those in the nucleus determines what type of matter it is. If it only has one proton, it's hydrogen, two is helium. And in the natural order of things, we go up to 92, which is uranium. And there was just news this morning that element number 117 has been confirmed. So these elements above 92 tend not to be very stable. In fact, some of them exist for such a short period of time that you need technology just to show that they even existed. Mm-hmm. So the other part of that is the neutron, which pretty much helps keep the nucleus together, because if all you try to do is pack all these positively charged protons together, they just wouldn't stick. They'd, you know, kind of repel each other. So the neutrons are what allows the nucleus to stay together, and it also contributes to the weight of the matter. And if there's more or less of these neutrons than normal, then we call those isotopes. The other part is the electron, which is what forms the bonds between the atoms. And if we, well, the normal state is having an equal number of protons and electrons, which makes the atom electrically neutral. Sometimes we get the situation where an atom is missing an electron, in which case it becomes a positive ion, and this also gets into health ramifications, because these end up being known as free radicals because they want to steal electrons to balance themselves out. On the flip side, if it has more electrons, then it becomes a negative ion, and in health terms, again, those are antioxidants because they donate that extra electron, which saves other parts of your body from being damaged from these electron stealers. But in just the normal physical universe, all the matter that we know of is based off of those three building blocks and how they combine. We also look at all life we know on Earth is made up of DNA, which is based on four building blocks, which are abbreviated A, T, C, and G. And these group in certain ways. You have A and T code together, and C and G come together. So that if you're reading down one side of the double helix, if you see an A, the other side's going to have a T. And vice versa, same way with C and G. One side has a C, the other side's going to be a G. And we'll finish up DNA on the other side.
John Reagan, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Plenty of commercials right here. So we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class on Saturday, May 10th, we've got an event. It's called Prepare and Share. It's a USAPrepares.com event presented by John and Judy Dollarheit of Dollar Value Computers. And it starts at 11 o'clock. And it's in Hollister, Missouri. It's absolutely free. It's at the Big Bear Lodge. So what this is those of us who go to the meetups have information to share, and it's a hands-on kind of sharing that we can't do at the restaurant. I'll be teaching a seminar, a short seminar on LED lighting, and I'll be teaching hands-on how to electrically solder or solder electrical-type components together and wiring and so forth. Hands-on starts at 11 o'clock until. So it's an all-day long event. Bring a toothbrush because we're going to sample. If you have a clean toothbrush, bring one. We're going to sample some homemade toothpaste. Bring a notebook, something to write with. It's got Lodge has Wi-Fi, so you might want to bring your laptop. Bring your friends and neighbors and family. It's a family event. It's absolutely free. And if you'd like to bring something to share to eat, that would be wonderful. We're going to be having some freeze-dried food there. So potluck, bring something, bring friends and family, absolutely free. It's at the Big Bear Lodge. on Saturday starting at 11 o'clock. John and Judy Dollarhite of Dollar Value Computers are putting this on. And here's their phone number if you'd like more information, 417-724-8451. 417-724-8451. There's a post on the website at usapreparers.com about it if you'd like to read about it. And if you'd like to join us, let us know if you're coming. It's absolutely free. You get a chance to meet a number of your instructors. A lot of us will be there. So that's this Saturday. John Reagan, back to you.
We may have people in the class that wonder, what does this science stuff have to do with preparedness or even my everyday life?
Right.
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, please bear with me. It's all going to come together.
It is.
We were talking about DNA, which is the program that is part of every bit of life that we know on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
There's four building blocks on there. They pair up so that when you're reading down one side, you have the opposite on the other, A, T, C, and G. These building blocks are made up of just a handful of elements. We're talking about hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon, and then they're held together with phosphorus. It's, to me, somewhat amazing just from the way I look at this, which is why I started with computers. With computers, you have to learn how to write a program in order to get the computer to do something. Otherwise, it just sits there. It's a great big paperweight. With the DNA, with just those four building blocks, you can program every bit of life that we see. It's really amazing. And even beyond that, when we have the completed creature, there's even more. Because if we took the complete genome for a person and we were in communication with another planet and we wanted to transport a human there just using this data, and they were able to resequence that DNA and create that person, and you know, just assuming that there was, you know, the appropriate gravity and oxygen and all of that, the person still would not live, because we are dependent on a number of bacteria. We coexist with that bacteria, and without that bacteria, we couldn't maintain our life. It's one of the things that happens when we take antibiotics. It kills the good bacteria along with the bad bacteria, and we have to replenish at least enough good bacteria to keep proper working, and even at that point, we never replenish everything that we were supposed to have been born with. So it gets to be a rather lengthy discussion, but the point is we've got these natural and man-made things that all work on programs. And the last area that I want to talk about comes back to the human side, and that's language. And we'll limit this just to English. With English, we have 26 building blocks that make up all the words. In addition to that, we've got different ways of putting it together and connecting it. We've got periods, exclamations, questions, we've got commas, and all of these are important for putting the thoughts together. So every bit of communication, every work that's ever been done, whether spoken or written, is made up of these building blocks. And when you stop and think about it, with computers, we had four building blocks. With matter, we had three building blocks. With DNA, we had four building blocks. And here we are with language, with 26 building blocks just to make the words. Mm-hmm. What we have with language is so much more complex than these other areas, which most people consider more complex than language. So these bits of evidence, while they're not proof, when I look at them, especially with the computer background, where there is a program, there had to be a programmer. That doesn't mean I'm right. Reality can be something completely different. Other people will look at this and just say, you know, this is just the way things work in the world. We're lucky they work that way. So you kind of get to a point where you either believe in God or you believe in luck. Now, as I said, we can't prove, but we can look at what's the implications of this. Well, if you're one of those that answer those questions, yes, yes, there is a God and there is life after death, and you're wrong, it really doesn't mean much to you because you won't exist. If you're right, then that doesn't necessarily mean you're in good shape. There's other rules to the game here. On the other hand, if you're one of the no-nos, you don't believe in God, you don't believe in life after death, and you're right, you'll never know it. On the other hand, if you're wrong, it has a lot of implications. In our everyday life here, especially in the United States, with our founding documents, the Declaration and the Constitution, we are told that we have certain inalienable rights endowed by our Creator, which include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If you are controlled by an atheistic government, then you no longer have those inalienable rights. All you have are whatever privileges the government decides to give you, which they can take away at any time. It makes a big difference which side of this equation you're on. In a grid-down, post-whatever-hits-the-fan society, it makes a big difference, too, because those that would fall into the yes-yes side would more likely be truthful. Those that fall on the no-no side would most likely be good at telling lies. Now, the problem is those lies can become deadly, and there's not a good way of testing the people before you find out what their true intentions are. Now, that does not mean that everybody that's in the no-no camp is evil. It just means that in the meaning of life, those in the no-no camp, it's whatever makes you happy is the meaning of life. Now, that may be serving others, or it may be using others. If you're in the yes-yes side, and you want to be on the right side of your Creator, then there are certain rules you follow. And it's pretty much to the mutual benefit of everyone. So it's a long way to go to make the point. But to me, it's very, very critical, I'd say, not only in our current environment where we are losing our rights daily because of the people that get elected to office, and the problem really isn't the people in office, it's the people voting for the people in office. Now, there are some other systematic things in there, like voter fraud, whether it's through registrations or through hacking into electronic voting systems. And we could spend a lot of time talking about that. But it still comes down to, if we can't change the hearts and minds of Americans, we're not going to be able to change what's going on in D.C. And unfortunately, we now have generations of people that have grown up dependent on handouts from the federal government, and those handouts have brought us to the brink of bankruptcy. And sooner or later, like I point out in the Financial State of the Union, we have no choice but to suffer a financial collapse.
John Reagan, that was absolutely brilliant how you brought us to this point. And, you know, as I look at politicians, they lie with impunity. It seems to be a way of life, and I've said for years now, publicly, that politicians are so weak and so greedy that they put their own personal pleasures in front of their spouses and their children. It's a me-first group of criminals. When we come back, John, I'm going to share with you something that I watched on Netflix last night. It's a homework assignment for everyone to watch. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What? Today, God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
John Reagan, last night, I decided to watch what I'd consider a documentary. It's on Netflix, and you can watch it on Netflix. And this class is a homework assignment for all of you. It's about an organization called MOVE, M-O-V-E. And they were an independent group in Philadelphia in the 1970s and 80s. And the movie that I saw last night was called Let the Fire Burn. Let the Fire Burn. It's about an hour and a half. And it will explain to you why government should not be trusted with as much as a sharp pencil. Okay? Government politicians should not be trusted with as much as a sharp pencil. Around 1985, in 1985, the city of Philadelphia murdered 11 men, women, and children. They used CS gas, tear gas, a bulldozer, two massive, massive water cannons. I'm talking about firefighting equipment that could put out fires in maybe 30, 40-story buildings. Okay? They used automatic weapons, machine guns, over 10,000 rounds of ammunition, a couple hundred rogue cops. They had the fire department pumpers there. They used almost all of the city's entire water supply to flood, bulldoze, and demolish a row house about 13 feet wide in the city of Philadelphia, because they wanted these people out of this house. So they brought in the water cannons, they brought in helicopters, they even dropped 4 pounds of C4 explosives on the roof. And they set the entire neighborhood on fire. Now, if you know what a row house is, it's a row of houses that's like one big long block long building divided into slices or houses. And typically there'll be a first floor, a basement, and a second floor. The roofs are typically almost flat roofs, and they're made with tar and tar paper. And what happened was, when they dropped C4 explosives, 4 pounds from a helicopter with a timed fuse, and this thing blew up, it rocked the neighborhood and set 60 row houses on fire. And all that the cops wanted to do, all the city government, all Mayor Wilson Good, that's his name, Mayor Wilson Good wanted to do, was get these people out. They destroyed lives. They burned almost three blocks. They scorched three blocks of row houses. The row houses were worth $30,000 each. The city rebuilt them at a cost of $135,000 each. The shoddy workmanship that the city oversaw was so bad that 15 years later, the row houses were condemned. This is just one more example of the government not being able to get it right. They can't do anything right. And so, who was involved? Well, the fire department, the police department, the mayor's office, all of them were guilty of murder. All of them. Every single one. And no one went to jail. This was like Waco, but in the city of Philadelphia. And I was about 50 miles away when this was happening, and I was watching it live. And last night, I rewatched the live footage of the reports of the Osage Avenue fire that the city let burn. They let it burn. They decided that if the fire was burning, they could force these people out of the house. Can you imagine being in a house on fire and having fire trucks already there? Already there. That they've been using hours before. And they exterminated men, women, and children. Let the fire burn. That's the name of the video. I suggest you watch it. There's a post on the website, usapreparis.com. It's your homework. You will see corruption at its absolute despicable worst. It's an outrage. And it's true. I watched it happen in 1985. John Reagan's with us. We'll be right back. We'll talk more about finance and economics. The Financial State of the Union.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.